Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
The devotional magazine, Our Daily Bread, tells of an elderly grandfather who was wealthy but quite deaf. So he decided at last to buy a hearing aid. A couple of weeks after his purchase, he stopped by the store where he had bought the device and told the manager that he could now pick up conversations quite easily, even in the next room. "Your relatives must be very happy to know that you can hear so much better," beamed the proprietor. "Oh, I haven't told them yet," the man chuckled. "I've just been sitting around listening. And you know what? I've changed my will twice." His family will probably never realize how much their words cost them. The book of James observes that the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Yes, words are powerful. The psalmist compares them to swords and arrows when he notes that men sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their words like deadly arrows. On the other hand, words can bring great comfort and hope. "Reckless words pierce like a sword," said Proverbs, "but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Did your mother ever tell you, "If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all"? I was never very successful at getting my kids to stop arguing by telling them that, though I tried. But it's scriptural, for the Bible says, "When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise." Since James says our religion is worthless if we can't rein in our tongues, we would do well to start our day with David's prayer. "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer."
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.